A 41-year-old guy named Telly Corey took a bus to Iowa last Sunday, just outside Iowa City there. He saw a woman on board that he was attracted to, so he made his move and openly started pleasuring himself in front of her.
Is that the move?
On the bus. That's his move. That's
killing it.
That's Telly's move.
Carmen, does that ever work?
No.
As a move?
I don't think so.
It's not clear.
Oh, my God. No, please stop.
It's not clear on how long the trip was, but he did it for like 3 hours straight.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. Ladies would probably be like, he's still going.
First, it was through his sweatpants. Then he decided that she was into it, thought she was into it. And so he took it out. He exposed himself. Someone on the bus called the cops, and they were waiting at the bus station when he showed up. And apparently, Telly was still at it whenever the bus pulled into the parking lot.
Yeah, you gotta finish.
He says the woman didn't tell him to stop, so he assumed she was enjoying it.
Awesome. Were they sitting right next to each other?
I guess near enough where, you know, she could see or he could see. And she says she was terrified the whole time, and now he's facing charges for indecent exposure.
What do you do? Do you go to the bus driver and go, this guy's got
it out? You go, no, Telly. No. Stop. You hit it with a newspaper.
You swat it like a kitten?
Hit it with a newspaper, yes.
Cowboy whacker.
Yeah. Squirt bottle.
I don't know. Is that him?
Yeah, that is him.
Oh, I love that mugshot. Oh, that mugshot says, I don't know, she seemed to like it.
That says, hey, man, she's into it.
Yeah.
Didn't tell me no.
She kept looking like she wanted
big
you more.
Deal. I'm on a bus, man.
Yeah, don't you just assume that happens on all bus trips?
I forgot my iPad.
Did you hear the story about the Clearwater guy and the masturbation story?
No.
Did you have this, Galvin?
No, I didn't.
The story of William Timothy Anderson Thomas,
no.
Who was arrested.
It's too many names, first off.
On April 8th, around 2 p.m., he was arrested by Largo police officers after he was accused of vandalizing a home and he told deputies that he had listened to too much music and masturbated too much, which caused him to feel like going out and destroying stuff.
That's great.
When police arrived at the home, he was shirtless, covered in dirt, and apparently he had flattened a trailer tire, because I guess it was a trailer park, broke a window on the home, broke a mailbox, a real estate sign, a garden angel, were all destroyed.
Oh.
He was charged with burglary and criminal mischief. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail, and bond was set at $7,000.
That is ridiculous. I'm looking at a picture of him. He's got insane eyes.
You were with him until he ruined the garden angel.
So he got the garden angel.
You're like, yeah, naked, covered with dirt.
I have, first of all, the only side effect of doing it too much is perhaps a little chafing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't,
or breaking garden angels.
Never been angry. I had to go out and break stuff, I can tell you that.
Police say Thomas admitted to willfully and maliciously damaging the property, and I quote, he also stated that he had been listening to too much music and masturbated too frequently, and he felt like he was going to go out and destroy more stuff.
No, who hasn't?
Yeah, well.
That's like a Friday.
Colin, the same thing happened to your sister on a bus?
Yeah, she was on a Greyhound bus, and she was taking it from, I don't know what city to what city. We lived in Columbus at the time, but she said she sat down, and some old, like, looked like homeless man sat down next to her and just started going to town right next to her.
And what did she do?
She's way too ginger to say anything, so she said she just looked out the window and sat there.
Oh. In the same seat next to the guy?
She sat right next to she was on the window seat and he was on the aisle seat.
No,
I gotta be honest with you. I think your sister liked it.
Yeah,
probably. I don't know.
What isn't she afraid? Wasn't she? Now I would be a little freaked out, mostly because I don't want any shrapnel
right
from the explosion
or eye contact.
Yeah, I think he stayed under the pants, but
I got you
into great detail because she was a little bit scared.
I got you, man. You should be allowed to stab a guy if he does that within a certain proximity of you.
How do you not
Thank
just
you,
turn
Colin.
And go, no, and just yell at him?
Ladies, has this happened to you often? Because there's a lot of porn on X-Hamster about this, guys, especially on buses. Like, I think it's legal to be. I haven't been on a bus.
God, no.
I haven't been on a city bus since I was a kid. You know, going to school, you know, I used to take the city bus to school, and I never saw any of that action. I did see one gross thing that I'll always remember. It was like a 60-something-year-old black dude who looked like Red Fox.
Uh-huh.
And then we had this one bus stop where there was like a school of
I'm coming, Elizabeth!
Yeah. We had this school, this bus stop where we picked up like five mentally ill kids.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like adults. They were like slow adults.
Okay.
But the one woman was visually slow. I mean, she was no. Like, and her and Red Fox would make out on the bus every day.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, Red Fox doesn't get on at the same stop, so I don't think he belongs with them. Oh, I think he just likes making
He's
out with
advantage.
That girl.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird because it never seemed like it was sexual. They'd sit together on the bus, and then before one of them would get off, they would just deep tongue each other. And I'm like,
that's sweet.
Yeah. Well, it was gross.
Weird, but
yeah, but I'm like, it's not like he's like trying to pull her off the bus and everything. And then I thought maybe Red Fox is a little bit slow and he got a little bit of the touch too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it would weird me out. But ladies, is this something that happens a lot where guys just whip it out?
Has it happened to you? And did you enjoy it?
Right. Because
you like that?
You know, somebody did.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if I was a guy and I looked over and the girl and the girl next to me sitting in the seat and her hand in her pants, I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah.
What's
going on over here? I would start doing it to my side. Then we'd all get arrested.
Oh,
then
no.
Then she'd go, creep.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Then she'd go, no.
Yeah, because then you got to prove that she did it first.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
It's not a good
But
play.
She was doing it, and she's like, I just was scratching my belly button.
Yeah.
And this guy thought it was a green light to start masturbating next
to
me.
Sure she was.
But so, okay, so 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Let's be honest. If it ever happened to you, I'd love to hear the story. If it didn't, how would you react? How would you react if you saw it from a distance?
Well, I can tell you something. So as a kid, me and a few of my buddies were going somewhere, and we were going through the neighborhood, and we came across, we were going through a backyard, and we saw porn on a TV, and we're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, like 12 or 13 or something. We're like, duh, porn. So we go over, and a dude is just going to town. Glass, sliding glass door. He's looking at the TV. We're behind him, and we're like looking at the porn. And we're like, oh, gross, look at that, dude. And then we just go and pound on the window. He jumped like a cat. He was like, no!
To this day, that guy can't get an erection.
Oh, no way.
He ruined it.
Not without a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds outside his window.
Beating down his door.
We scared the hell out of the guy. Oh, it must have been the worst.
By the way, the key to this whole thing seems to be the bus. Sharon, you're on the Mike Calder Show. Hello.
Yes, the key is a Greyhound bus, but it was a long time ago when you could still smoke on the bus.
Oh,
yeah.
So
it makes it okay.
So when you're finished.
The smoking section was in the back, and I learned very quickly not to sit in the back because that's where all the...
That's where the action happens?
Yes.
What? So give me that. Tell me what happened to you.
Well, I not like the other girl. You don't sit next to the window because then you're trapped.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can't get out.
I made the mistake of sitting, and my sister was with me, in the very back where they have the long row of seats.
Right.
And some guy sat right between us.
And you started going to town?
Yeah. We got up and moved. We didn't say anything.
Was he going under the pants, or did he just flop it?
Well, he started under the pants, and when he started going out of the pants, that's when we moved.
Oh, yeah, that's too much. Yeah. Under the pants. Under the pants, me and my sister are totally cool with.
Did you get a look at it first?
You know, no, we didn't get a look at it.
Girls are so different from guys.
Right.
If we sat back there and a girl started doing that, it'd be the best thing that ever happened to us in the whole world. Although I get it. It's creepy on the reverse.
Even if it's a guy. I know it sounds, here we go, I'm gay. But
yeah.
Even if it was a guy, I would still be interested to look like.
You're gay? That's why.
Again, you never look at a guy that's walking by that's a giant and go, I wonder if that's as big as
no.
They are.
No. No. All right, thank you, Sharon.
It's a Greyhound bus. It's a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what kind of people are on there?
I bet Rob's going to buy a ticket this afternoon.
Yeah.
You guys go to St. Pete?
Just riding around.
Thank you, Sharon.
He's like, normally I just hang out in the bathroom here, but I'm going to start getting on the actual bus.
Andrea, what happened to you?
Hi, good morning. Well, mine wasn't on a bus, but it was a friend of mine. I was over at his house watching TV, and I kind of saw him put his hand down his pants and started going to town, and I promptly just got up and walked away.
Wait, hold on. How old are you?
I was probably about 22.
Okay, so, and you were very good friends with this guy? Were you hooking up or what?
No, we worked together. We were just kind of acquaintances. He had an apartment with a couple other guys we worked with, and I would just kind of go over there and, you know, we'd party and, you know, kind of just chill and relax, and I was just a little like, wow, that's quite a pickup line.
What were you guys, watching anything dirty or?
No, I mean, just a regular, you know, movie, and I guess he thought that was his, you know, bat signal to me to, you know, hey, come over here and get it, babe.
I gotta tell you, if that would have worked, that would have been fantastic. Yeah. I would have tried it out and just whip it out. It's like fishing. You just throw the bait out there and see if anything. Okay. So did you guys ever talk about it afterwards?
No, it was pretty awkward the next time I saw him at work. I was just like, hey, you know, and kept going. I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, random masturbator. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Andrea. Let's go to Kara, who had it happen to her in her eighth grade class. Kara, I hope it was by another eighth grader and not a teacher.
No, it was another student. It was science class, and he was sitting beside me, and he kept going, and I'm like, what the heck is happening? So I, like, look over, and he has his thing out, and I'm like, no, and he's like, come on.
Come on.
And I'm like, no, I don't want it. Thank you. I'm like, I just want to learn whatever we're learning here.
She would rather do schoolwork than go near you.
Kara, I don't want to stereotype people here at all, but was the guy Puerto Rican?
No, actually, he's black.
Oh.
Oops.
It was like the first one I ever seen, and I was like, oh my God, it was like angry. I was
It was angry, like a pit bull.
It was.
And now, I guess you were so young back then. I was going to say, is there any part of you that was excited by that? But I guess not if you're like, what are you, 13, 12?
Yeah, because it was like I just got out of Christian school into public school. Oh. So, you know, that was kind of...
Welcome to public school.
Sorry your dad lost his job.
She raises her hand. Is this going to happen every day?
Yeah. This is part of the curriculum. Thank you, Punkin. Yeah, appreciate the call. This is unbelievable. The calls just keep coming. Pam, it happened to you as well?
Yes. I was 14. It was in 74, and I was coming home with a friend on the bus in St. Pete from the mall, and a guy just exposed himself and looked at us, and honestly, we just started laughing and pointing, and then did the bell to get off the bus, and we got off the bus early because we just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. Does that work out if you're the guy? Because you can get two reactions, I think, you want to get shock and surprise, which kind of puts you in control, and I think that's what they go for. Or you can get the girl to be like, oh, my God, I love it, which never happens.
Right, yeah.
But girls pointing and laughing is probably the last thing you want.
But there are guys who like to be humiliated, you know.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm into weird stuff. Like that was the first thing that when the first time I ever showed it to a girl, they pointed and laughed, and it was two girls. But then they did stuff to it, so it wasn't totally bad. But now I'm into like weird sex stuff. Maybe that's what I mean. Get molested probably has something to do with
it. Yeah, I would think so too. Huh. I love that you said you had to ring the bell. I haven't been on a bus in a long time, but you had to reach up and ring the pull the string bell, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was old school bus. Well, I think what we've all learned is no bus riding. Yeah. That's the absolute.
That's a big problem.
The bus is a just tube of masturbation is what that is.
Awesome.
Or don't sit in the back.
No. Do you ever, was there anything about it now that you're older that was kind of hot, or was it all gross?
It was gross.
What if the guy was really hot?
No, that's just creepy.
It's so funny. Well, thank you for the call, Pam. I really appreciate it. And
bye.
I was driving, this has got to be like 1990. I was going from Newport Richey up to St. Leo, and some car in front of me, they were just been drunk as hell. It was a middle-aged guy and a girl. They pulled out in front of me. I had to hit the brakes, and then they were driving, and I was behind them, and I didn't really think anything about it. And then the guy started giving me the finger, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm 19 at the time.
Right.
And then the woman climbs into the back seat and gets in the back like window and starts giving me the finger, and I go, because they cut me off and I don't know what's going on. And then the woman lifts her shirt up and starts showing her boobs to me, but angrily.
And
I went, am I being punished for this?
Yeah.
And then I thought, this is the greatest road rage incident that's ever happened ever.
Don't show me your angry boobs.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but welcome to Florida. This is what we do when we're mad. In New York, we gave everybody the finger. Here, girls show you their breasts.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is the best state ever. And I loved it. I still remember it to this day. Like a random exposure of boobs is fantastic. But for girls, and that woman was kind of gross.
You're happily married, so I know this doesn't really.
I mean, don't say
to you.
Happily.
Okay.
But
you're married.
Married. Okay,
I'm locked in for life.
But if you were single and you were on a bus and a girl who was a 4-5 starts doing that to herself, does that make her hotter to you?
Yes.
But if a guy did that and he looked like Brad Pitt, it's immediate turnoff. It's like the complete opposite with women. You could be the best looking guy. If you were Matthew McConaughey, you get on a bus and you start doing that.
Right.
Girls are not going to be into it for whatever reason. But an ugly girl does that, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's go hang out.
Time All right. Who wants to come sit back on the bench? on the bench seat with me. Look at what I got here.
Martina, hello.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My story is not on a bus, but I'm a massage therapist.
Oh, so every guy.
Have many probably stories about it, but with this particular guy, probably in his 70s, he was like, oh, can you push the sheets down? You know, can you rub my belly? And, you know.
Well, he just wanted some action. I mean, he wasn't.
Oh, no, he was trying to touch himself. It's like, oh, my God, no. 70, gross.
Now, that's what I'm going to do when I'm 70. Once I'm old enough where I think I can get away with it, I'm just going to take it out as much as I can. Because people don't call the cops. They just go, oh, he's old.
He's old.
Yeah. So that can't be the only story you have as a massage therapist.
Oh, no, that's not the only one. There's plenty, plenty of them.
What would it take? What would it take for you to give in and be like, all right, I'll finish this one off? I mean, you're rubbing every other part of the body. What's the difference? It's one other piece of skin.
I don't think I have ever, I haven't done it, especially because I work at a spa, so it's totally inappropriate. But if I was working on a private client and it happens to be a very, you know, handsome guy and
right.
very well packed,
Yeah, Martina.
Why not?
Yes, there's hope. What's the move, Martina? Like, if I'm a guy, how do I do it the right way? How do I go, hey, Martina, what do we got going on over here?
I will pick on it, like, immediately. I mean, it's probably the moaning in the massage. It's like, oh, that feels so good. Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, you get it. You know when you have one of those.
Yeah, I'm ready. I want Martina to give us massages now.
I mean, you're all welcome. I work at a spa in Hillsborough Avenue. I know you guys are all stressed out, so.
Yeah,
very stressed. My number one problem, I have to tell you, we get a lot of free things from this radio station and this career that we have, and I've had several attractive listeners say to me, I'm a massage therapist, let me give you a massage. And my number one reason for not doing it is because I'm afraid of, I don't want to, I mean, I'm just a guy, and right. I got a strange woman rubbing on me. I don't want to roll when she's like, okay, get on your back. I'm going to go, I can't right now. Like, how do you do that? And I know from the rest of their lives, they're going to listen to the show and be like, oh, remember when I was rubbing his back and he got excited? That's what I'm afraid of, Martina.
Well, I mean, it's a very normal thing, even with women. You know, I mean, touch is a very powerful thing. So I don't take it personally. I've had many guys, probably many women as well, that they get aroused. And it's just, I don't make them feel uncomfortable because that's something that happens.
Yeah.
I just go on and do my stuff, you know, do the massage and all that. And nothing has to be said or done. You know, and
I overreact. In order to prepare, I duct tape it to my leg just to make sure nothing. You have no idea,
Martina.
You just can push it down and put it between your legs. So
yeah, it fights.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say you are on the attractive meter? Like, I wonder if more are like, oh, look at Martina, I'm going in there. Like, where would you say 1 to 10?
Probably an 8.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm well rounded. I mean, I'm petite. I'm like 5'4".
I see Martina being tiny and little round lady.
Round.
Little round.
No, I don't
very
see
cute.
Round.
No.
Like
she's
a cannibal.
Petite and slim. You know, very small bone kind of girl.
Wide hips.
You got a Facebook? No, I got to see Martina.
Yeah. I do.
All right, hold on. You got to give it to Carmen so we can see, because can we draw Martina?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, okay, Martina?
No problem.
All right, Carmen, give it to, I need a pair. I got one. Hold on. Stand by. We're drawing Martina.
Can I just tell you without drawing it?
Yeah.
Rosie Perez.
No way.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, no.
No, she's like typical. Look at Rob's. Hold on. We're drawing Martina. Oh, man, I got mine perfect. This is exactly what was in my head. Hold on.
She got big lips.
She's got big boobies.
Yeah.
But because she's got some rice and beans in her blood.
Oh, no.
Stand by. I know this is great radio. We're drawing.
Man, I'm very excited.
Okay, everybody done?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know when you're done, Galvin.
Just keep, go ahead
Galvin's
and start
very
out.
Detailed.
Carmen, don't show it yet, but do you have her Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, get it pulled up and ready to go, but don't show it yet.
Okay, I'm trying to find a good picture for you
okay,
guys.
Okay, good, because we all...
That doesn't bode well.
We're going to be doing one of two things. We're either going to be going, aha, or, hey, Martini, you got any appointments available today?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm ready.
Jesus, Picasso, what are you doing over there?
All right.
Hold on.
All right, let me see yours. Is she angry?
She looks like Medusa.
She looks like a rugrat.
You rushed me. You rushed me.
You rushed.
All right, let me see her. Yeah, Rob's pretty much got a circle. Okay. I have that.
Some bad hair.
I think she looks.
Okay.
All right. All right, Carmen. Let's see.
Okay, this is the best picture of a full body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
mama!
Let me see yours.
Check it out.
I don't know. Let me see Spanish's. Man, yeah, Galvin's a winner again.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me grab Martina. Hey, Martina, boy, we were wrong.
I wasn't.
Martina, what were those pictures from? The picture of you on the massage table or laying around?
That's in my house.
Oh yeah, that's I gotta be honest. If I saw that picture and I booked a massage, I would probably just whip it out. I would think that.
Yeah, for sure.
It just looked like that's where you're. Is that your boyfriend in the picture with you?
Yeah.
Carmen, second row, second one in. Go second row, second one in.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got some cleavage on you.
She's
Martina.
Angry to massage you.
Well, Punkin, I appreciate the call and all the information today.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
All right, honey. Thank you. There you go. It's Martina, the massage therapist, who let me go for one more because I want to just prove that the bus is the dangerous place. Sarah, go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
When I was 15 on a bus in Georgia, you know how they have the rows that face each other in the back?
Yes.
A friend and I were sitting there, and this gentleman across from us just kind of whipped it out and had it sitting on his leg, and all of a sudden, the little old lady next to us grabbed her cup of coffee and threw it on
him. Oh!
And started screaming at him. We just sat there in shock, and it was hot coffee.
I don't know what I would do if I saw it on a bus. Like, not that it was being directed at me, but if there was a guy doing it, and if nobody was being, like, if there were no kids being hurt by it, I probably would just move, get it. What's that, Carmen?
I was going to say, but what if your daughter was with you?
No, that's what I was going to say. But if I was with one of my kids and somebody did that, I think that's just to stomp his face. Because that's just
malign. He screamed when it happened, but he kind of sat down real quietly until the doors opened and he got off that bus real quick.
Yeah, I would have killed the guy. If I had kids there, that's when you just smash that guy's face. All right, Punkin, I appreciate the call.
Stay off the bus.
What we found out today is really the bus is a big tube of masturbation.
Yeah,
is what it is. Stay away from the bus. That is terrible. Like, I had to ride the city bus. I had to take two city buses to get to school every day. And, I had some issues with other public school kids, but never anything sexual like that. And other than Red Fox making out with Jerry from Facts of Life, that was the only real weird stuff that I ever saw on the bus.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.